Source El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, and back we are with Margaret Gray, and we are talking about the Republican convention, Ms. Gray, and what you have observed so far just watching this. And we're talking about more or less the audience response, the response of the delegates, the response of the people in the crowd to the speeches that are being given. Now, so far, what speeches have you watched?
Well, Phil, we've seen Paul Ryan. We have seen this man, Paul. I know you think that I am messing with his name, Phil. I honestly don't remember it.
You're a reporter. You can write those things down, though, can't you? Can't you put down on a piece of paper or something the name of the man so that you're not forgetting it?
Yes, Phil, I can do that, but I'm on the phone right now, and I didn't know that I was doing something that I had to take notes on, that's all.
Well, I don't mean to raise my voice, but obviously you do, because you need to remember the name of the man.
Look, Phil, the person who I always thought was the important one to remember in this particular party was Ron Paul, and this Rand Paul is a whole new species of animal. If you'll forgive me, I don't really know what extra he brings to the table. I don't really know how much different from his own father he is. In other words, I don't know if he's just grabbing hold of daddy's coattails and trying to ride that too. He's not saying anything different. He isn't anything different. And to that end, I don't know why I should have to remember his name.
Because he gave a speech here at the convention.
Well, all right, he gave a speech, but he's really not what I wanted to focus on. I wanted to focus more, Phil, on the speakers and the people in the audience tonight, the people in the crowd, the delegates. I don't think that there are a group of people on this earth right now that are making bigger fools of themselves than these Republican delegates.
Why?
Well, right now I'm looking at them dancing to some music I suppose is being piped over a PA there in the auditorium, wherever it is. I think, number one, you have to take into consideration, where is this convention being held? Well, it's being held in Tampa, Florida. Now, that's very telling. That is probably more telling than I think the Republican Party knows. Tampa is a large city. It's not the biggest American city. But it is, I suppose you could say, an American city on the rise. But it is also known as a pretty rednecky kind of city, shall we say. It's a very sort of country music and, honky-tonk kind of a town. And so I don't think that gives the Republicans the sort of urban feel that they are going to want to have when they show black delegates with the buck teeth and their... We have that problem.
All right, this is you keep bringing up the buck teeth on the black delegates. Are you saying, in other words, that whatever black people the Republican Party is trying to appeal to, they are a rural African-American constituency?
I would say yes. I would say that it's a rural constituency, black and white. And if Republicans are going to get voters at all, I think they feel they'll be successful in that rural setting. Now, you also have on the floor of the convention right now these people clapping and dancing, and one of them is elderly, and you can well imagine what old people look like when they try to do modern dancing. It is a little excruciating. It's a little embarrassing. It's also a tad sad to see the younger people, quote, boogieing, end of quote, when you are so lily white and so bleached that, you know, you just want to walk up to them and say, okay, enough. Give it up. Everyone sees you. So to that end, I think there's a bit of desperation. Thirdly, when these men were speaking, and let me underline the word men, because I didn't see any women keynoting. Thank you very much.
Well, that's just dead wrong, Margaret, because I saw a number of women that were keynoting.
Yahoo?
I mean, give me a break. Mitt Romney's wife, Ann, was keynoting. The governor of the state of New Mexico was keynoting, a woman.
All right, let's take that one at a time, if you don't mind. And here we go. I'm looking at CNN right now, and the screen is showing two white men with the pork pie hats. Well, what does that say? That says, hi, we're white, but we're hip-hop. Well, Phil, there's not too much of that. It's either House of Pain, it's either Linkin Park, maybe. It's Eminem. I can tell you, Phil, that line ends, that line is drawn at the door of the Republican National Convention. Let's see. So where were we? We were talking about...
You're talking about the females that are hip-hop, or that are, excuse me, hip-hopping. The women that were keynoting.
Yes. So, you're talking about who?
I said the governor of the state of New Mexico, Mitt Romney's wife, Ann.
All right. Right away, you can rule out Ann Romney because she's a wife. That is a little bit like Elizabeth Dole and all of the wives. They're just the assistant people. I don't count them as significant players in the Republican or in the political scene. Give me a woman that's done something, please. Now,
all right, the governor of the state of New Mexico.
And her name is?
I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Ah, I'm sorry, I don't remember. That is still one thing you can feel better about.
I don't remember her name. I could probably take a stab at it. I'm sorry, that is my failing. That's not the failing of the Republican Party. You can't put that on them.
Well, yes, I can.
Why?
Because I don't think she was memorable. I don't think anything she said could have been memorable enough for you to remember the name. Now, let's just take this slowly.
Well, that's not true.
Well, hold on. Let's take this slowly. I said to you, was there a female? You said, yes, the governor of the state of New Mexico. And I said, what's her name? And you said, I don't remember. And I said, ah. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do remember that.
All right. What was I really saying? I was saying... The Republicans didn't put anyone up there worth remembering. She might as well have been one of those terribly dull people that they put up on the podium at these conventions. They're generally the chair people, or they work for the Rules Committee, and they generally, Mr. Chairman, you know, you've heard the kind, right? So I think that's who you probably thought you were looking at.
No, I knew that I was... No, wrong. I knew I was looking at a significant person. I knew that it was the governor. As a matter of fact, many times I saw her name. And I can't remember her name now. I just... Ann, I believe, was her first name.
Ann, no, you're talking about Ann Romney.
I think this other lady's name was Ann.
Yeah, you think it was Ann because Ann's drilled into your head now. It's stamped in your brain. Every Republican woman's got to be an Ann. So you see, Phil, the point that I'm trying to make here is the Republicans haven't done anything here other, and excuse me for saying this, the Republicans have done nothing on this convention floor tonight than put on a giant circle jerk. Okay?
I didn't hear that.
Well, I'm whispering it for a reason.
Ms. Dooley, people can turn their... I've told you this a million times.
All right, you want me to say it out loud? Circle jerk. There. Are you happy?
I think that's a really childish, stupid-ass description. What are you saying? Are you saying...
Well, you know what I'm saying. I said it's a giant CJ. It's a circle jerk. I told you. Phil, I don't want to say it loudly.
Are you saying, therefore, that they are playing to themselves, and it doesn't matter that there's a national audience? Are you saying that they're preaching to the choir to the extent that they're excluding everybody out there in TV land? What are you saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. They're playing to themselves. It is a bunch of women who absolutely look horrifying as they stand there going, ah! You should see the looks on these women's faces as they applaud Paul Ryan, as they applaud this poll man, or as they applaud this poll man, as they applaud these people, they flash to the women, the faces on these women, and they are positively, they are horrific looking with these faces that are, ah! So I really believe these are things that need to be taken into consideration. And I'm enough of a lady, Phil, not to use the word out loud. It's a circle jerk. And I'm sorry, that's all I'm going to say.
Well, I disagree. And I don't think you even understand what a political convention is for. I think that those of us that are sitting on the outside looking in at these things, I think that's what we're looking for. We're looking to see the tenor and the personality, the style. We don't necessarily want to be brought to the interior of this thing and made to feel at home. We want to see a family of people, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, celebrating the America that they believe in, and then we say, is that something that I'm a part of? Does that seem familiar to me? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. If not, I move on. But no, I do not think that Democratic or Republican conventions are put on so that we're all welcomed in as guests in their house. They may say that. I don't think that's the effect. We'll be right back here with Margaret Gray, your phone calls, and others here as we continue talking about the Republican National Convention, the speakers, and the reaction of the delegates tonight here. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. Margaret Gray on the line with us here as we talk about the Republican National Convention and your reaction to the delegates out there, the especially the black delegates saying that they have buck teeth. They all look rural. It sounds rather comedic.
Well, Bill, I don't intend it. If you want to talk to someone about the comedic intent of this convention, I would suggest you talk to these Republicans. I don't know what they're going for, what they're shooting for. And for that young, for that Bobby Dooley to make fun of the reporter because she had a gap in the side of her teeth, when this Dooley is clearly a woman who needs some kind of reinforcement or some kind of implant in her posterior, is I think it's just absolutely childish.
All right, 877-876-7445. Let's go over to Estelle. Estelle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Estelle, I'm in Palm Springs, California, and
yes.
I watched the convention tonight, the Republican convention, and I think that she is absolutely ridiculous. I can't hardly stand to leave your program on the air. The way she's describing them, all of those people were very well-groomed and very well-dressed and very well-behaved. And I think that she's just ridiculous. I can't hardly stand to listen
have
to
you
her.
Been, if you say you've been looking at the television, dear, you've seen the reactions of the people.
I saw the reaction of
animalistic.
The people. I saw the reaction of the people.
Animalistic.
They gave standing ovations to Condoleezza
yes.
Rice, who is a black woman. And she spoke very, very intelligently. And she was well-dressed and well-groomed. And I saw all the rest of them. And you
why are the black
ashamed.
People in
you
that crowd with buck teeth?
You should be ashamed of
why?
Yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself talking like that about anybody on this earth, no matter
well,
what
they
look like.
Should not act that
I
way.
Like
they shouldn't act that way on
like.
Television.
I would
I
like
to be
see
very
what
beautiful.
You look like, lady. You
I'm
must
very
be
beautiful.
Some horrible human being.
I am beautiful. All right.
Oh,
if you
I'm
want to know the
sure.
truth.
I'm sure. You've got
oh,
a
absolutely.
Lousy brain in your head for seeing the things that you thought
I
you
am.
Saw.
Are you kidding? You couldn't possibly be looking at the same convention I'm looking at. I'm looking at women who look like they are calling for the blood of a gladiator. That's
oh,
what they look like.
You are so ignorant. It's pitiful. I can't hardly. I'm going to have to turn.
What are you talking? What are you talking? What are you referring to specifically, Margaret?
During Paul Ryan's speech, there were three or four women that jumped to their feet as if they wanted to see one gladiator drive a sword into the throat of another.
You
what does
are
that look
out
like?
Of your mind, woman. They all received all
Nick,
of those
you,
people very well. They gave them standing ovations with applause.
Yes, of course they did. Yes, I know they did. I'm
yeah.
not denying that. But what I'm saying
see,
is
I'm
there
waiting
was blood
to
lust.
See what you think of the Democratic convention when they come on. And what about the Occupy?
Listen to you. You are absolutely what I'm talking about. You're exactly what I'm talking about. Listen to you. That's exactly what I'm saying. You're all. That's what you sound like.
You are the most low grade human being I've ever heard on the Phil Hendry Show. And I
love because I don't agree with you. Because I don't agree with you. Because I don't agree with your view. I am low grade. Well, I'll take that criticism. But when I saw that woman jump to her feet as if she wanted to see the heart ripped from the chest.
That was just your wild dirty, rotten imagination. That's all it was.
Are you kidding? You didn't see the buck teeth on that one, brother? And
okay,
no,
why did you...
No, I did
watch
not,
it,
but... and I saw every view that they showed of every black person. And they were very well-groomed.
I think the Republican Party...
You must have had some kind of weird glasses on or something. That's what you had. But I need to go now. I can't argue.
You know what I'm wearing? You're the one that's wearing the big Disneyland glasses, not me.
All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Estelle, for your call. And get back to watching. I think probably we all should get back to watching a little more carefully the convention. Dorian, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Margaret Gray.
There's five reasons why I wouldn't vote for this man, this Republican Romney. This man is under a federal investigation about lying about working at that company. This man, his pimp, the millionaire who's under two federal investigations. What party was in charge of this country on September 11th, 2001? What party voted to send black kids to school hungry this year?
Exactly.
And the man is hiding his taxes. Will you please tell me what kind of character does this man hold? He does not deserve to sit in the White House.
This is a very good series of points that the man's making, Phil.
Well, I as to the investigation of Governor Romney with regard to, I think you're right. I think that there have to be much clearer answers. And here's what I would say. I would expect the same answers from the Republicans that they would demand of a Democratic candidate if the shoe were on the other foot. I don't really get the whole thing about 9/11. That was even the Democratic President Bill Clinton would say this was a threat ongoing for many years. However,
I agree with the caller. I think that that Mitt Romney needs to be investigated by a federal grand jury. And what time do you have to run for president of the United States when you need to open your books and let people see what's going on? Now, I'd like to ask Dorian, have you been watching this convention tonight, sir?
No, I didn't have the time to watch it, but I'll tell you one thing.
Well,
there's five good reasons
you're not missing anything.
Vote Republican. I will not vote.
Yeah, you're not missing a thing. You're not missing a thing. And to the extent that there are African Americans in that delegate count, and that was a little shocking to see them, and I said something joking. I said they all have buck teeth, and the woman got upset with me. So
I still don't get the buck teeth crack, but nonetheless, thank you very much, Dorian, for your call, sir.
Okay, thank you.
877.
What do you think of the buck teeth?
Never mind. 877-876. Thank you, sir. 877-876-7445. So that man is saying that the Republican Party was in power at 9/11. He said that Romney is under investigation for being a... for not being entirely candid concerning his status with that particular company that he left when he went to run the Olympics. And there was one other point he made.
Well, I know what it was. He said that the guy, there was a pimp or something that ran his life.
No, he didn't say a pimp that ran his life. There was something having to do with his leaving that job and... they're all very good questions.
You said you didn't agree with the 9/11 comment.
Well, that's not really... I'm not going to blame President Bush for that. I never have and I never will. And my authority on that is President Clinton. President Clinton, who never, ever, ever, when the subject comes up, never hangs that around the Republican administration because he knew the difficulty of trapping that guy and pinning that guy down and getting something done about that. Margaret Gray has been with us here, and we're talking Republican National Convention. We're going to continue with some of the, some of the news of the day as well as the Republican National Convention. We've got that hurricane that has been parked, and now it's a tropical storm.
Well, that is good news, Phil.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's a tropical storm. It is, though, parked over the city of New Orleans, and even a tropical storm, if it's only going 5 miles an hour and it's at 50 miles an hour in wind speed, it's a son of a gun to deal with. There's no question about it. You're just like sitting there in the middle of this 50-mile-an-hour blast for the entire day, and the rain's falling. So maybe not at the rate that it falls in a hurricane, but it still is putting pressure on the infrastructure that you have to protect your city from that kind of thing. So we'll get back to talking about that as well. Don't forget our website is philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And we have a new podcast, episode 36. It is Chris Norton as he talks about, being able to talk guys out of shooting him when they find him in bed with their wives. That's part of our podcast, episode 36. Download the living hell out of it now at philhenryshow.com. Go to the new podcast link on our website and download it and be happy. Be happy maybe for the first time in your life. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Oh, God.
Phil Hendry.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, and online worldwide at philhendryshow.com. Become a Backstage Pass member. Become a member of our BSP family. We have people everywhere, man. We've got people everywhere. I don't even want to tell you where they are for fear that you may uncover them, and then we will be compromised in our... in some of the espionage that we are doing, but we do have people everywhere. They could be under your desk. I'm just kidding around, of course.
Yeah, I was getting nervous for a minute there.
Don't get nervous. As our good friend Billy Batts would say, don't get nervous, huh? Going to break up my potty. Anyway, go to philhenryshow.com and enjoy for yourself a backstage pass. It's a beautiful thing, and I think you'll be glad that you did. You got access to all of that marvelous animation, all of that marvelous audio archive. We actually do have some webisodes that are animated. We got a lot of stuff there, man. Just head on over and have yourself a good time at philhenryshow.com. 877-876-7445. I got Don Berman on the line here from Channel 19 News. And Don, you've got our evening news quiz, huh?
Yes, I do, and a very good evening to you, and good evening to Bud and to Robert, and we do have a news quiz.
Yeah, good evening, Mr. Berman.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Berman?
Well, I'm very good, boys, and I've got a news quiz for Mr. Hendry tonight, and this is from our researchers and some of our people doing their background checks there at at Channel 19. I keep wanting to call it Don Berman's Nightly Report because I have been campaigning for that, and I think finally Mr. Morelli, as you know, Phil, is the manager of our television station here, Channel 19. Mr. Morelli, I have been petitioning him, and I'm going to ask Kerry, I don't want him anywhere near me. Do you understand me?
Yeah, don't, please, no more espresso machine, okay?
No, I understand, Phil. We've been very clear about that, I have to be perfectly honest with you. I don't know if he is going to adhere to that or not, because I've asked until I'm blue in the face. Tell him now, okay? Yeah, just go over and tell him now.
You used to call him Mr. Martin. At one point, you called him Mr. Martini.
I found out that his actual name is Morelli, and I'll tell you why. Don Morelli, he's a longtime television executive. Here he comes now. I can't believe this. Hi, how you doing, Don? Hey, how you doing? Let me, look at that. See the phone?
It's very nice.
I got some friends. Hey, whatever. I'm on the radio. I'm on the Phil Hendry Show. I'm on the Phil Hendry Show. Well, say it again. I can't hear. I said, Mr. Morelli, I'm on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking on the show. I'm on the Phil Hendry. Can't hear you. I can't. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you pretty good.
I said I'm on the Phil Hendry Show.
And I can't hear you.
I can't. Please turn that off. I'm on the Phil Hendry Show.
Right, don't get nervous. Talk about that. Here, let me... Hey, Phil.
This Mr. Morelli?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I want to say, I like a lot of Don, and he's going to do a news quiz tonight with you, right?
He's going to do what?
I said Don's going to do a news quiz tonight with you, right?
Yes, he's going to do the news quiz.
All right, that's good. All right. Let's get one more. Here, one more. Don't get nervous.
You've got to advertise. Don't get nervous.
Yeah, look at that, huh?
You
like that? Hey, Gino,
what do you want, Gino? Yeah, that's pretty good for me. I don't care. I don't need a lot of foam.
What is it?
I don't need a lot of foam.
You don't need a lot of foam. Let's do another one here. I'm sorry. Just one more. Don't worry, huh?
Oh, for God's sake!
Don't worry about it. Gino. Hey, Gino.
Yes? I'm making a coffee over here for you. What are you doing? I'm making a coffee. I'm making you a coffee is what I'm telling you. What are you doing? Huh?
Mr. Maloney, I'm on the air right now. I'm sorry. All right. I'm done. Okay. All right, I'm done. Okay, Phil.
I'm done. Hey, Gino. I'm making a coffee. You gonna walk over there? You gonna walk over here? What are you gonna do?
I'm going over here.
You gonna get a coffee over there? You gonna get it here?
I'm gonna get it over there.
Then you gotta come over here to get the coffee.
I'm sorry. Jesus.
How do you work in an environment like that?
I don't know. I've got him this close, though, to renaming the evening news the Don Berman Report. It has been a lifelong dream of mine. It has been a lifelong dream of mine ever since I saw Chet Huntley and David Brinkley. I never saw them. I'm not as old as you, Phil. Were you able to hear that? I'm not as old as you?
Yeah, we can hear it.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. But I used to see the old YouTube clips of the Huntley-Brinkley Report.
The Huntley-Brinkley Report, yeah, very famous, very big news report in the evening.
Right, and I always wanted to have the Don Berman Report, and we're this close.
So you think if you put up with this guy's bullcrap...
I think, yes. If I put up with his bullcrap long enough, he will finally see his way clear.
You know what, Don? I'm not going to tell you, you know, you're right or you're wrong. I will just say my experience is people that take advantage of other people like that, they never stop, and they never come through with what they promise they're going to do.
Well, I thank you very much for that opinion, Phil, and I will not take it under advisement. I will reject it. Thank you for giving it to me, but I will reject it as coming from someone that doesn't know anything of what he speaks. I'm very angry.
What, did I make you angry?
Yeah, you did, as a matter of fact, with that. So I'm just going to reject what you said because I don't think you know your ass. Okay? Thank you, though.
Why did that make you angry?
Because it's something that obviously pees all over a dream of mine.
Don, look.
Was that your point of getting me on your program tonight? To urinate on a dream of mine? Was that your point?
No, and don't be so dramatic. No, it wasn't. I was reacting to this guy, this Mr. Morelli.
That was your... I know what Morelli did. I know. He had the espresso machine. It was too loud. I understand that.
Okay. And then you're saying to me I'm this close to getting the Don Berman report.
Yes, then why didn't you leave it at that? Why couldn't you leave it at that? Oh, okay, Don. Congratulations.
Because that's not what I do on this show, all right?
Oh, what you do. What you do. You know, people that tell me, you know what I do, here's what I do. I do Europe. I do Europe. I do Mexico. That's what you sound like when you say that.
All right, Don, I apologize, man. I apologize. It's none of my business. It's a dream of yours. You're right. I shouldn't have begun to poke holes in it. It's my big mouth. I've got a big mouth. I've got a radio show.
Well, I understand you do a talk show, Phil, but I didn't ask you for your opinion. All I wanted to tell you was I almost have it named the Don Berman Report, so it's worth it to me to put up with this guy and his espresso machine and all of his greaseball friends, okay? There, I said it.
But and he's not listening to the show right now?
I don't know if he is. If he is, he is. If he isn't, he isn't. I don't know.
All right, so, because if he heard that comment...
That doesn't make any difference to me. What even runs things around here?
The way you've been making it sound the last time I've had you on the air, it's him.
Why would you think that?
Because every time he comes over to your desk, he's got the espresso machine on, and you can't even get him to shut it off.
Oh, take it easy. All right, where were we? Oh, tonight's news quiz, right?
Yes, tonight's news quiz. And tonight's news quiz being brought to you from the newsroom of... Actually, you're not in the newsroom tonight, are you, Don? You're in your car.
Exactly. I'm in my car on the freeway, so let me give the little news quiz sounder. Can you hear that? I just put that on my keychain. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Phil?
No, I did not.
Let me try it again. It's time now for the news quiz. Anyway, the news quiz on the Phil Henry Show here with me, Don Berman. What year, Phil, did the Republican Party... hold its very first convention? And I don't have the music. You want me to just do it with my mouth?
Do it with your mouth.
Look, Phil, don't try to make everything into a filthy, filthy joke. I'm talking about humming the...
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were... Go ahead.
Okay, your answer.
Wait.
What's your answer?
Wait a minute. What is that? That music you just did?
That's... I told you I was going to do it with my mouth.
No, I know that, but it lasted 5 seconds.
That's the Jeopardy music.
No, it's not. Jeopardy goes longer than that.
Could you ask him not to... I don't even want to have him. I don't want to know he's alive, okay? That's the mood I'm in tonight.
Bud, just be quiet.
Okay.
Now, what's your problem?
My problem is the Jeopardy music, that wasn't it.
Really? What's the Jeopardy music?
The Jeopardy music is longer.
Well, how do I know that?
Here's the Jeopardy music. It's,
Wait, I know it. Here. Do 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 do.
Shut up, man. You ain't even doing it right.
Good Lord Almighty. Is that music? Or did someone drive a rail spike through one of his hands? God Almighty.
What are you talking about? Mr. Henry's right. You ain't even doing it.
What did I tell you about him? Did I tell you something about him?
Yeah, shut up, bud. Okay, just be quiet.
You're not doing it right.
Hold on, okay? Look, the Jeopardy music, as I remember it, is much longer than that, man. If you're going to give me a chance to answer a question, you got to give me the real... So now I'm hearing...
Now, hold on, here he is again. Hey, what's up? I'm still on the air. Oh, you're still on the radio with the guy, huh?
Yes, I am.
Hold on. Hey, Gino, it's just got the same problem I had the last time that I had the first time. If you're going to be over there, you can't come here to get the coffee, right?
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, then what are you doing standing over there when I got a coffee over here, okay? I got, juggling 5 different cups over here. Yeah, here's one for Mary. Who's this for?
It's for Paul.
All right, this is for Paul. That one's for Mary. This one for you. Here, you take that one.
What are you doing now?
Hey, man, I know what I'm spilling, okay? I got a napkin. Everything's under control. I'm sorry. Very, very sorry, Don. Hold on for a minute. Not a problem.
All right, are you going to be done soon?
Hold on. Let me just get one more. That's all I gotta get, one more.
Hey, where are you going?
I thought you want me to go stand over here.
I never said for you to stand over there. I said to stand over here. Let her take the coffee to the people.
I tell you something. Can I help you with something, Mr. Morley?
That's very kind of you, Don. No. You do the news. You do the news good. You know, I see the news every night, what you do? Very, very good. Very, very good. I love that everything you do.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Gino. Hey, yo, Gino. Come on. Give me a hand.
All right, he's gone. Now, what were we saying?
Would you mind? I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
You're talking about it's being...
Shut up, bud. I tell you what I'm going to do. Would you mind just asking me the question again and doing that? The Jeopardy music is longer.
I did the Jeopardy music, as my understanding. All right, I tell you what. Let that guy, Bud Dittman, do it. Go ahead, let Dittman do it.
Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
Bud, you do the Jeopardy music after he asks me the question, then you do it, okay?
Yeah.
You get your headphones on?
Yeah.
All right. Bill, for our first question here on our Newsmaker Quiz, when was the very first Republican National Convention? All right, Bud, do the music.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do.
Okay, that.
Oh, what? You got another problem or something?
What's your problem? It's the second time we've done it.
Oh, all of a sudden now you're on Don's side, huh? That wasn't the Jeopardy music.
No, man, I don't think it was either.
You? Why didn't you do it?
Wait a minute.
All right, we're not going to have everybody in the house doing the Jeopardy music. Don't you think I know what Jeopardy music is?
No, I do not, because that's not what you did, and it's not what he just did.
Then why don't you do it?
How can I do it when I'm trying to answer the question?
Just as an example. Give us an example. Tell us what it sounds like.
Here it is.
Got to take a break.
All right, we got to take a break. Wait, don't take the break yet. Do, 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 do.
What? Are you out of your mind?
That was as gay can be.
Is that... That's what it is.
No, man, actually, it's longer than that.
It's longer than that. That's what he said?
Hold on, everybody. Just hold on and shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Hang on, Don. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth
with
is
the continuation
our bitch,
of this thing here.
The Phil Hendry Show.
I know it goes like that.
No, it doesn't sound anything like that.
You're listening to the world-famous Bill Henry Show.
All right, welcome back here. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. And, of course, next hour is our news and information hour. And what else? What else? What else? A lot of news to report. And we'll give you some background on the Milwaukee Lions begin a fresh season on Monday, Labor Day, as the league, the Phil Henry Hillbilly Football Conference, goes into action for a brand new, its inaugural season, its very first season. The Lions, who formerly played in AFL 2, have moved over to the PHHFC, and they open up against the New York Pets at Duckworth Memorial. Now, oops. Did we just do an entire segment on mute? I just want to know, was our audio muted for an entire segment? You don't think so? Okay. I guess I'll hear about it from my folks. If we just muted an entire segment, I apologize, guys. 877-876-7445. Don Berman. Don, was it muted?
What muted?
The video cast.
I don't watch the video cast. I'm sorry. I don't, I'm busy. And to pay a subscription to your website means that I am your fan, and you know, Phil, I admire you greatly. You know that. But for me to actually pay you money means that I'm no better than, I don't know how to say this.
You're no better than regular people, huh?
No, I didn't say that. And I knew that I shouldn't even have brought this up. What I'm trying to say is that I should, by all rights, have free access to your website because I'm your friend and because I, like you, am a celebrity. I think I'm a celebrity. I think you're sort of a quasi-celebrity.
Whatever I am, I'm sorry, but giving you a free pass to my website just doesn't make a whole lot of sense right now. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Oh, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Well,
all right, let's talk about it. Can I just get through this segment? Can we just do this quiz?
All right, well, when I last left you, we were trying to figure out how long the Jeopardy music was.
It goes like this. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No. Dun, 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 dun. Why am I doing it like this? Why don't we just find the recording?
No. We said we'd do it with our mouths. Now do it.
We do it with our mouths. God.
That is so stupid sounding. Sounds like we're having a fun lip festival or something.
What did he say?
He said it sounds like we're having a lip festival.
Oh, so you're calling me a little Mary Jane. Is that what you're calling me? Huh? Little Miss Mary, is that what you're calling me?
Well.
So, a lip festival.
I don't even know what a lip festival is.
Well, let me tell you, it's not good.
Hold on. Don't we have a recording of that somewhere?
No, I can look for it.
You can look for it. It goes like this. Doon 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 doon. Hold on, bud, I'm not done yet.
Yay!
Hold on, I'm not done yet. And then it goes doon na 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 na. What the hell is that?
That's the music. You asked me to get it.
Hold on, what is that? We said we'd be doing it with our mouths. What is that?
That's not our mouth.
Is that someone humming it?
No, it's the recording. Is that someone humming it? That's the song.
Hold on, let's listen to it. Yeah, that's it. That's the one. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Okay.
God, is this boring. God, this is boring.
Yeah, it is pretty boring.
Well, then what are we supposed to use, man?
Well, I didn't know it went on forever. God, that just drags on and on and on. God. I mean, isn't there something else we can use besides... Oh, here we go again. God, you love this guy? Yeah, that's great. Uh-huh. That's good, sir. Hey, how you doing, huh? Hey, listen to the program. Sounds real good.
Ask me the question. We'll use that music.
But I can't hear you. Hey, Gino, if I got to say it again, I'm going to come over there, and I... So help me God, Gino, I'm going to stab you if I got to say it again. Here, take it. I'm sorry. All right, I'll ask the question again, and then you guys fire off that music, okay? If that's going to help, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
You other two guys?
Yeah, that's all right, Mr. Berman.
Yeah, that's fine with me.
All right, here we go. In what year did the Republican Party... Now, we're talking about the Republican Party. In what year did the Republican... What is he doing? What are you doing?
Will you turn it off, bud?
What?
Turn it off, you idiot. He didn't even ask the question yet, okay?
God almighty, Henry, how do you survive each day with idiots like that? It's unbelievable.
I thought you asked it.
No, you thought I had, well, I hadn't asked it. Are you ready?
Yes.
If I hear bumper music, I swear I'm going to open up a vein right here and right now.
It's bumper music.
All right, I said I'd do it.
What's he doing?
I'm opening up a vein. That's what I'm doing.
I'm sorry that we ran out of time.
Oh, no, it's okay. Hey, what are you doing? You want to know what I'm doing? I'll tell you, Morelli, I'm killing myself, all right? Look, can I step over here? Yeah. Hey, Gino, need a... That's all right, Phil. I'm going to slash my wrist, and he's just standing over me getting coffee.
Phil Hendry.